This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Crude oil traded in New York is down sharply right now, down nearly 5% to $87.56 a barrel. This is a bet the world will use less fuel, with news today that factory and retail activity in China was falling off during midsummer. Today, China's central bank lowered interest rates just slightly as a stimulus. That was a surprise. With crude lower, this could mean U.S. gasoline prices could drift lower still. The average price is down again to just under $3.96 a gallon. Also last week, a blip upward in consumer sentiment. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index hit an all-time low in June as inflation soared. Then it ticked up 7% in early August.
It's blipped up a little, but sentiment is still in the basement.
Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union points out, while gas prices have fallen, prices for other necessities like food and rent are still rising. And while unemployment remains low, workers are getting more worried about losing their jobs, says Chris Jackson at polling firm Ipsos.
There's a lot of anxiety out there, right? Fears about the wider economy and inflation and people talking about there being a recession potentially.
That anxiety is playing out among the Navy Federal Credit Union's members, says Robert Frick.
We have seen in our credit card data people spending more on staples, shying away from spending on leisure and entertainment.
He says higher income members are pulling back from big ticket purchases and shopping more at discount stores. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.